I'm Steve Karish. China has accused the United States of outright bullying and double standards in leveling what it called illegal sanctions on Chinese companies as part of U.S. sanctions against Russia's Wagner Group and related companies and individuals. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The entities were targeted for their role in the war in Ukraine and mercenary activities, including human rights abuses in Africa. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Mao Ning says the sanctions have no basis in international law and are typical illegal unilateral sanctions. She told reporters at a daily briefing that the punitive measures were seriously harming China's interest and that China strongly rejects and deplores that and has lodged solemn complaints with the U.S. side. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The Kremlin said on Monday it was worried about the state of affairs in Moldova's breakaway Transnistria region, where it said Ukraine and other European countries were stirring up the situation. The warning came amid increased concerns in Moldova of a possible Russian threat. Moldova's pro-European president, Maia Sandu, this month accused Moscow of plotting a coup, something Russia has denied. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, for his part, has dismissed Moscow's assertion that Ukraine wants to take over the region, while Moldova has said there is no truth to the allegations. Scores of Israeli settlers have gone on a violent rampage in the northern West Bank, setting cars and homes on fire after two settlers were killed by a Palestinian gunman. Palestinian officials say one man has been killed and four others badly wounded. The deadly shooting, followed by the late-night rampage, is raising questions about a Jordanian declaration that it received assurances from the Israelis and Palestinians. This is VOA News. At least 59 people have died, including 12 children, after a wooden sailing boat carrying migrants to Europe crashed against rocks near the southern Italy coast early on Sunday. Reuters' Angela Johnston reports.
Survivors said the boat may have been carrying as many as 200 people from countries including Afghanistan and Iran. The vessel crashed near a seaside resort in the region of Calabria, and the interior minister said as many as 30 people could still be missing. Police said an EU border agency plane had spotted the migrant boat the day before, about 46 miles from the coast. But patrol boats sent to intercept it had to return to port because of the severe weather. The incident reopened a debate on migration in Europe and Italy, where the recently elected right-wing government's tough new laws for migrant rescue charities have drawn criticism from groups such as the United Nations.
Reuters' Angela Johnson reporting. Nigeria's Electoral Commission began announcing state-by-state results from Sunday's national elections, though it is not expected to name a victor for several days. The presidential vote is expected to be the closest in Nigeria's history, with candidates from two parties that have alternated power since the end of army rule in 1999 facing an unusually strong challenge from a minor party nominee, popular among young voters. The first results from Ekiti State showed a majority of votes for president cast in favor of Bola Tinubu of the governing All Progressives Congress. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky continues to ask Western allies for more sophisticated weaponry, including fighter jets, to repel the Russian invasion of Ukraine. The Biden administration is resisting these calls, saying the immediate concern is elsewhere. Jake Sullivan is President Biden's national security advisor.
The question of F-16s is really a question for another day, for another phase. This phase is about ground combat and being able to have the tools in the hands of the Ukrainians to take the territory back that the Russians are occupying.
Despite the administration's stance, there are some members of Congress who would like to see the U.S. give Kyiv the jets right away. French President Emmanuel Macron is set to deliver an address on Monday revealing France's new African strategy. Later in the week, the French leader heads to Gabon, Angola, the Republic of Congo, and Congo. Macron's visit to Africa comes as many nations there have expressed anti-France sentiment that has included street protests in some West and North African countries. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.
VOA 1. VOA. It's the hit.